This news update's being brought to you by Flannery Automall, east of downtown Bad Axe, where you'll find more choices at the Flannery Automall of Bad Axe. Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Cervantes with a look at your news. This week in Judge Prill's courtroom, he delivered a stark message. Even life-threatening health conditions won't fully shield you from accountability for violent crime. Jesse Ray Aarons, facing sentencing for assault by strangulation, presented a defense detailing a critical cardiac condition, a heart device monitored by a cell phone, and dependency on expensive medications jail couldn't provide. His attorney argued incarceration could be a death sentence, citing mental health struggles and recent efforts to rebuild his life. But prosecution countered with brutal facts. A strangulation witnessed by a police officer committed by a man already on probation for drunk driving. Judge Prills, while acknowledging Aaron's serious condition, ultimately prioritized the chilling nature of the crime. In a pointed remark, the court stated, "You sure as heck had a great health day when it came to going after this victim." Heron was sentenced to 2 years probation, including 330 days in county jail. He's due to report, leaving many to wonder how he will manage his complex medical needs from behind bars. In a small school district's making a big impact in Michigan's robotics scene. Three teams from Caseville Public Schools have powered their way into the finals of the Vex IQ State Champ competition, standing out in a field of nearly 50 teams from all across state. Competing in Monroe earlier this month, students faced a fast-paced challenge programming robots to navigate a timed course before teaming up with other competitors in head-to-head matches that tested strategy, precision, and quick thinking. And Caseville just didn't show up, they delivered. An elementary team known as Hot Wheels, along with two middle school teams, the Samurai Chihuahuas and the Jolly Ranchers, all advanced to the championship rounds, an impressive sweep for the Thumbs region's only representative. Behind the scenes, coaches say the success goes far beyond robotics. Students are building real-world skills from communication and teamwork to discipline and problem-solving, lessons that'll stick long after the competition ends. For a small-town program, it's a big-time achievement, and a sign the next generation of innovators is already hard at work. In mid-Michigan, a story of service, sacrifice, and community stepping up when it matters most. At MBS International Airport in Saginaw County, travelers may notice anything unusual. Flights are departing, bags are moving, security lines are steady, but behind the scenes, TSA agents are working without pay, caught in the ripple effects of a partial federal government shutdown. Now one local leader is turning concern into action. Saginaw County Commissioner Mark Piotrowski is spearheading a grassroots effort to support those who continue to show up despite missing paychecks. Teaming up with area restaurants and residents, the initiative is providing meals, gas cards, and gift cards to help cover everyday essentials. And the response? It's growing. Community members say the impact goes beyond dollars and cents. It's about easing stress for workers who are juggling empty gas tanks, tight grocery budgets, and bills that won't pause just because their paychecks do. This isn't the first time MidMichigan has rallied. A similar effort last fall brought meals and support directly to TSA staff, and now history is repeating itself. Organizers say the most helpful donation right now is critical. Gas cards to keep workers commuting and gift cards to help stretch limited household budgets. But for many involved, the goal is bigger than short-term relief. They say true success will come when these workers are paid again and no longer rely on community generosity just to get by. Until then, in Saginaw County, neighbors are proving that even when Washington stalls, local compassion doesn't. And we'll return after this word from our sponsor.
For over 85 years, families across the Thumb have trusted Flannery Auto Mall in Bad Axe. Because around here, your name and your reputation still matter. Four generations later, we're still doing business the same way. Honest, local, and customer first. Looking for your next ride? Check out our huge Car Bravo inventory. Every Car Bravo vehicle is fully inspected, and many include a 6-month or 6,000-mile bumper-to-bumper limited warranty. Plus, great low-interest financing. We're paying top dollar for trade-ins, too. Bring your vehicle in and find out why people all over the Thumb say you gotta go to Flannery. In service, from oil changes and tires to full diagnostics, our GM factory-trained techs keep your vehicle running like new. In the body shop, from dents to full collision repair, we deliver quality work that lasts, and we replace windshields, too. Sales, service, tires, and bodywork. Everything you need, all under one roof. Come see why your neighbors have trusted Flannery Auto Mall for over 85 years. Just 1 mile east of downtown Bad Axe, Flannery Auto Mall. A name built on trust, right here in the Thumb.
On your next trip to Bad Axe, make sure to stop downtown and visit Buckley Shoes, Murphy's Bakery and Catering Connection, Ayers Home Furnishings, and Flannery Auto Mall.
And we're back with more news. A new retrospective study released today suggests that early in the pandemic, more than 150,000 COVID-19 deaths in the U.S. went unaccounted. Researchers pointed to limited testing and overwhelmed reporting systems in 2020 as the primary reasons for the discrepancy. The findings highlight the long-term challenges of public health data collection during a crisis. Health officials are using data to refine current disease tracking models to prevent similar gaps in future health emergencies. A spokesperson for the Chinese Foreign Ministry stated that China is willing to work with Southeast Asian nations to ensure energy security amid the Middle East crisis. China is looking to leverage its position to provide alternative energy solutions as traditional routes through Strait Hormuz face blockades. Beijing also condemned the recent Israeli assassination of Iranian National Security Chief. China's dual approach aims to maintain its influence in the region while securing its own energy supply lines from Russia and Central Asia. And that's been a look at your news, brought to you by Flannery Auto Mall, east of downtown Bad Axe, where you'll find more choices at the Flannery Auto Mall of Bad Axe.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, whose house is the nicest on the block of the mall?
Not yours.
What do you mean?
Your siding is faded, your gutters are falling off, and you have shingles missing. I suggest you call Bresky Siding and Building Repair.
I'm going to call Bresky Siding and Building Repair right now. Mirror, mirror on the wall, now whose house is the nicest of the mall?
Yours is, kind sir. Yours is.
Call me, Derek Bresky, at Bresky Siding and Building Repair today to make your house look like the nicest of them all.
Call my dad, 989-529-8167.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.